This is the Word and the Walk podcast, pursuing faithfulness to Christ while being grounded in biblical truth.
All right, well, last time we talked about keeping Christ in Christmas. With the coming of the end of 2025 comes the beginning of 2026, and so we kind of joked offline that what does it look like to keep the new in New Year's? But in reality, with the new year comes an opportunity to kind of reset on Christian disciplines and things that we want to see changed. With the end of the year and the beginning of a new year comes the opportunity to reflect what this last year went well. Where did I see God at work in me, growing me, maturing me, and where are kind of the glaring areas where I still need to grow, still need to work on, maybe even recalibrate or reset on different disciplines or areas of my life to grow. That's why even the world does this frequently, the emphasis of New Year's resolutions and making a fresh start, making a new plan. Thought it would be beneficial for us to take some time here with Tom and Tyler and myself to just discuss for the Christian as we enter into a new year. How should we evaluate ourselves rightly, worship God appropriately, and then press forward in our sanctification intentionally? So would love to hear your guys' thoughts. What would you encourage someone who is maybe contemplating, considering how this last year went and how to keep pressing forward in their pursuit of Christ?
Wow, if I was sitting with somebody talking about the previous year, I would encourage them to be thankful for where they did see the Lord working in their life. We clearly have, and we talk about this a lot, Philippians 2, 12 and 13, that we are working out our salvation with fear and trembling, and we are recognizing it is God who is working in us. And I would say, in recognition of the Lord working in us, should be a heart of being thankful. If you've been faithful in reading your Bible one day, the next day you give thanks. Mm. If you see yourself being faithful in reading 2 days, then the next day, on the third day, you're giving thanks, because it is the Lord who is working in you. So I would say, as you think about what was good in 2025, be praising the Lord. And at the same time, as you think of what disciplines you want to sharpen in your life, recognize your dependence on the Lord as you strive to do the things you want to do in keeping your eyes fixed on Jesus.
It's good, Tom. If somebody, maybe 2025 didn't go as they hoped spiritually, they can look back and there's things to be thankful for. But maybe they're just, I know I've interacted and even experienced seasons where it feels dry. I feel distant from the Lord. I don't feel as vibrant in my faith. What are the key disciplines of the Christian life that you would encourage someone toward if they're saying, hey, I want to regain that zeal, that passion for Christ? What are the key disciplines that you would point them toward?
Tyler, you want to go?
I'd love to hear what you think first.
Preferring the older, huh? Great. Thanks, Tyler.
Even a fool when he remains silent seems wise. I see what's going on here.
Just it's my life verse.
What was the life aspiration that I never attained? Key disciplines. If somebody's feeling, yeah, man, I really want to ramp up my spiritual life, this last year didn't go as I hoped it would spiritually, what are the kind of core key disciplines that you would encourage someone? Hey, if you're going to make a kind of a fresh start in your pursuit of Christ, here's where I would encourage you to start.
Got it. Thank you for reminding me. I would say, first off, be talking to the people near you. for husbands and wives, talk to your spouse about areas where you desired to do one thing or another in the disciplines of being faithful in your growth, and just ask for prayer, ask for just observation of what they see. Mm. Maybe it's talking with friends, mm-hmm. Of just, this is an area where I want to be faithful, where I've seen disappointment. Just, I didn't do what I said I wanted to do. Mm. I do think when we do shrink back and we don't do what we want to do, typically many people will just want to just bury it and not even talk about it. Mm. But what you will find, if you are talking to others, you'll see what's helpful for them. Mm-hmm. You'll learn what others who have the exact same problem of what they're doing. Mm. And it might even be where you have a spouse or a friend that is feeling the exact same way, that you can be praying together for that.
That's good.
I'd add, feelings are really bad masters.
That's good.
They are real. It may be that you are not feeling spiritually vibrant because you haven't been living in a spiritually vibrant way. And that is actually a blessing from the Lord to reveal that there needs to be change. Hmm. I think we all want to feel life. We want to feel excited. And if I am pursuing the deeds of the flesh and I am not feeling good about it, that is actually a blessing from the Lord, mm-hmm. that should lead me to turn from those things and to pursue what would be pleasing to the Lord. I was just thinking through, there is a promise in Romans 8:13 of death and a promise of life. If you are living according to the flesh, you must die. Mm. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the practices of the body, you will live. Mm. And there is a promise of life for the believer who is putting to death the deeds of the flesh. That might not be what we are immediately drawn to in the Christian life. What do I want? Well, I want to hear that song and feel the way that I felt about it mm-hmm. in the past. I want to hear that sermon from that conference because I remember how I felt so alive at that time. God has instructed us over and over again to turn from sin, to pursue what would be pleasing to Him. In that verse, how can you do that? Not according to your own strength, but by the Spirit, mm-hmm. the means of putting to death the deeds of the flesh so that you might have this life is entrusting yourself to the Lord. Mm. And we are called, we have this duty, put to death the deeds of the flesh, and you need to be active in that. Mm-hmm. That is a pursuit.
Yeah, Tyler, that is really, really helpful. And I know one of the things I would recommend for that person is strive to memorize some scripture. Mm-hmm. There is so many scriptures that are so helpful in those moments. You know, we sing frequently, you know, prone to wander. Mm-hmm. And when we're prone, it's not that the Lord's gone anywhere. He has not moved. We're the ones that are prone to wander. And it's helpful to have scripture that you have memorized to draw you right back to your nearness with the Lord.
Hmm. Yeah, I think God's word needs to be central, and the discipline of exposing your heart to God's word needs to be central in all of these things. Tom, I've heard you talk a lot about helping someone fight sin, repent of sin, pursue holiness, talk about embracing the graces that the Lord has given to His people, the means of grace that the Lord has provided for His people. What are some of those means of grace, and how do they translate into disciplines for us as we pursue greater godliness, greater usefulness for the Lord?
Yeah, well, clearly the first one jumps off the page is being God's word.
Yeah.
That is a means of grace.
Yep.
Being in prayer is a means of grace.
Yep.
Being in fellowship,
yeah.
being close to Christian friends, that is a means of grace. And I would also say, and this is one I think that gets overlooked, is recognizing that God will use trials as a means of grace.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think of 1 Peter 4:12, dear friends, don't be surprised when painful trials or suffering, as if something strange is happening to you, they're a means of grace.
Yeah.
Hardship, trial makes us more dependent on the Lord.
Yeah.
If we look at it correctly,
yeah,
it should draw us to greater nearness to the Lord. And so there's just so many means of grace, of just even reminding yourself of what you truly believe about our Savior.
Yeah. That's a robust list that is so crucial for the Christian walk in thinking about starting with God's word. If you are looking to grow in godliness, in usefulness for the Lord, joy in the Lord, starting with God's word is absolutely crucial. And the new year is a great opportunity to start on a reading plan. I once heard R.C. Sproul was in a panel discussion, and the question that was asked is reading my Bible two or three times a week enough? And he had a wonderfully theologically rich, profoundly wise response. You know what he said?
I can only guess something like, how often do you eat?
that'd be a good one. No, he said, no.
I love it.
And there was just silence after that. He's like, no. And then he appealed to Psalm 1, and eventually he got there. But really, it was just, for him, it was so cut and dry. Reading your Bible two or three times a week, that's it?
Yeah.
That's all the more discipline you have. Like you said, we eat.
Yeah.
We don't neglect
many
other
times
things.
A day.
Many things we don't neglect.
Yeah.
Why would we neglect filling our hearts and our minds with the truth of God's word, prayer? I've been thinking about this as I've been reading John, thinking about the life of Christ, and how Jesus seems to have had a fuller schedule than any of us on the demands for his time, and how frequently he retreated to pray.
Yeah,
Jesus made it a discipline to commune with his Father in prayer, and how easy it is for that to get pushed aside in us just to rationalize, well, I'm not reading or I'm not praying. It's just a really busy season, or I have to be at work at this point in time, or
right.
You know, whatever the excuse may be. And so the importance of reading, the importance of prayer, and then Tom, I love what you said about the importance of being connected to other believers in the body of Christ and that being a means of God's grace. When you think about the new year and growing in discipline, growing in godliness, God's word, resolve to be faithful, to be in God's word, have a plan. A worldly saying that I remember learning years ago is failure to plan is planning to fail.
That's right.
And so come up with a plan, be intentional, be deliberate about being in God's word, being in prayer, but also be intentional to guard your time with God's people. You can't overstate the importance of body life in the church and not just a consumeristic show up to a service once a week and then go about the rest of your life, but actually give of yourself to be involved in other people's lives and watch what the Lord does in your life through that. It's truly wonderful.
Josh, and just, I know it's kind of repetitive to what I said a few minutes ago. If you have one day of faithfulness of reading your Bible, one day of faithfulness of being in prayer, give thanks. Hmm. It's not you. It's the Lord working in you.
Yeah.
Be thankful for that.
Yeah.
And when you have the second day of being on your reading plan, give thanks. Don't boast. It's the Lord working in you.
Yeah. I think that's really helpful on a number of levels, because it forces you to be dependent and then to recognize your dependence and give thanks it also forces you to not bear the weight of the next year's worth of faithfulness in one day, but sure. just bear the weight of being faithful for one day, that day. Mm-hmm. And that is such a help, even in thinking about putting off sins that may be lifelong vices. And you just think, how am I never going to do this? How am I going to keep from the temptation of doing this for the rest of my life? And you try to bear a life's worth of temptation in one moment, and it feels crushing.
Yeah.
The Lord doesn't promise you in that moment the ability to withstand the rest of your life's worth of temptations.
Right.
He promises you the way of escape for the next one. Just take it.
What a good God.
What a good God. And he will be faithful. So just being diligent to focus on daily faithfulness and then rejoice and give praise to God. Because each, like you said, Tom, each moment where there is victory is an expression of God's kindness and grace and strength working in you. And so he deserves praise for that.
Amen.
Great. Great discussion, guys. Looking forward to just continuing to pursue Christ in all things and trusting in his grace as we do that. Love you, man.
Have a great 2026.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Word and the Walk podcast. The Word and the Walk podcast is a ministry of Gilbert Bible Church. For more information, please visit our website at gilbertbible.com.